This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I hope you're having a fantastic day as we are off and running here in our final approach to Cowboys training camp. We'll be in Oxnard, California next week and throughout their, three and a half weeks there.
Yeah.
Be exciting times. And obviously SEC football getting ready as well. And Ian Fitzsimmons from ESPN joining us now to talk more about, what is this, day three of SEC Media Days and all the big storylines. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Man, I'm doing well. Going to be on with you guys. And day three of SEC Media Days. Now it's like Groundhog's Day, guys, where it feels like we've been here, you know, going on 12 hours a day for 4 days straight. And you learn a lot, man. But I tell you what, every now and then it's like, you know, I just want to go home. I'm like, E.T., man, can I just freaking phone home? I want to come home, right? So A&M shows up tomorrow, and I promise you, after A&M is that done in the morning, my big bloated butt is on a flight back to Dallas. How we doing, man? What we got?
I'll tell you what, Ian, it's good to hear from you again.
It is so good to hear you.
My Cajun brother. What's up, Bengal Tiger? What do we know?
Not much, man. Well, I mean, you got a chance to talk to my coach. How's he feeling about our ball team this year?
Dude, all right. So, hey, look, I love this, right? Hey, Gavin, boys, we're in Dallas, Texas, and yeah. Broadus jumps in with a LSU question right off the top.
I just got to know, man. I mean, my quarterback. I feel like my quarterback is one of the best in the country. Even though that conference has got some quarterbacks, I'm sure you'll get into all those. But yeah,
You're right. Broadus, right there. You and I were texting earlier, man. That's the number one storyline to me in the SEC is quarterback play. But
yeah,
you talk about LSU. You and I have known Brian Kelly, heck, going back to Cincinnati days, even before he was at Notre Dame. And I have not seen him this confident and outgoingly confident since Notre Dame played Alabama in the national championship. And then they got steamrolled. We all know what happened on the first snap, right? Sure. It was over. But it was a hell of a ball club. They are, you know, Patrick Payton coming over from Florida State. You know, how good was he playing opposite Jared Verse, right? And then he got doubled a lot last year. So that was a big hole they filled up front. Defensive tackle, they plugged it. Weeks and Harold Perkins are back healthy on the defensive side. We all know the defense has been a problem for LSU, man. But when you talk about Garrett Nussmeier, he's on the all-hug team, dude. I mean, this guy doesn't want to beat you. He wants to embarrass you and your family. And then afterward, he'll say, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to beat you by 30, but, you know, that's the way it went today. And best of luck to you and your fam around Christmas. I mean, he is a silent assassin. They're deep in the running back room. They got to replace both tackles who went in the, you know, obviously Will Campbell going fourth overall to New England and Emory Jones Jr. going to the Ravens. But, man, they're loaded. They got a St. Aug boy at left tackle. And for anybody in Dallas, Texas, that knows St. Aug.
Yeah.
That's like Dent Ryan, HP, and Westlake rolled into one.
Yeah.
They got talent, man, on the O-line. Young guys, right, to replace those dudes. But LSU is going to be really stinking good. And it starts at quarterback, because I think Garrett Nussmeier, not Arch Manning, folks.
Yeah.
Garrett Nussmeier, to me, is the best quarterback, not just in the SEC, but in college football.
Yeah, it might be a thing, too. I mean, you think about Sellers from South Carolina as well. But I want to get into, like, with Texas. And it looks like to me that it's Sark having to replace all those offensive linemen, but he's got talent up and down that roster, right?
Yeah. And Kyle Flood is, to me, the best offensive line coach in college football.
Yeah.
He's been in the NFL. He's been a head coach, you know, at Rutgers, and then he went to the healing hand of Saban, then the Atlanta Falcons, back to Saban. Now, you know, obviously with the Texas Longhorns with Sark for years, and was Sark's first hire when he came over to Texas. Yeah, obviously you got to replace some guys, but they're to the point now of reloading. Anthony Hill as an All-American linebacker. Sark told me the biggest thing that he's learned the last couple of years, where he was one play away against Washington 2 years ago. You know, Travion Henderson has that stupid unsportsmanlike penalty, you know, the Cotton Bowl for Ohio State. It makes up for it in a minute and a half to go with that swing right up the right boundary, right, to score and all that, you know, but right before half, and makes up for it, and the rest is history. He told me it's not a physical aspect of finishing those games. It is more mental, and he's going to back off a little bit from some of the mental stuff later in the season, because look, guys, they start August 30th at Ohio State. The national championship is January 19th. Pitchers and catchers are reporting a few weeks later, guys. I mean, damn, man. I mean, we're talking, you know, 17, 18 games to go and win a national championship. So buckle your chin strap a little tighter, but back off a little bit is what Sark was saying as far as the mental side, because it is a very, very long season, and some of these dudes are going to be balling out or 18 years old.
It's Ian Fitzsimmons here with you. Speaking of the mental side and a long season, how did you survive all those shows with Galloway?
Hey, those were glorious times.
Were,
and
man,
I still talk to
awesome.
Gallo every week. Every week we have a conversation. I mean, he is still plugged in. He's the best. There ain't nobody better, man. And he got away with stuff that none of us could ever get away with. I mean, it just – I still pick his brain to this. Gavin, I'm glad you asked that question, man, because I still pick his brain to this day, you know, whether it's, you know, what do you think of Dak? What do you think of, you know, a coaching hire? How would you handle this? Hey, Broadus, you remember this line, ready?
Yeah.
We ain't got enough.
Yeah, we ain't got enough.
Every day would come in. It could be an overreaction Monday after a Cowboy game, and we ain't got enough, right?
No. So he would always do this, too. Yeah, he'd also go, watch this, Fitzsimmons. I'm about to set this market off. You know, and he'd be chomping on that cigar, and you guys would just ride right along. It's good stuff.
Gavin, hey, man, let me tell you a true story, dude. So after the Rangers sale, what was it, 09?
Yeah, 10.
2010, right, whatever it was, comes on the mic and he said, and we're damning our bullpen for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Prepping, getting ready for a 3-hour show. Hmm. He looks at me and goes, whatever you do, don't come on the damn mic in this first segment. So why? He goes, I don't want you to get fired. Me? I don't give a damn. And he goes on to accuse Mark Cuban. We're the Dallas Mavericks flagship. And he goes on, first words out of his mouth are, Mark Cuban took a kickback to drive a sale of the Rangers up on the Astros. Phone lines are open. And then he starts ripping into Cubes. Who calls the hotline first break?
My goodness.
Mark Cuban. Galloway looks at me and goes, thought he might. Keep your mic off, boy.
Legendary.
That is awesome.
Man, so many texts coming in.
The next thing you know, guys, I mean, Broadus, you were there. I mean, remember it, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just a true damn story.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we were going to talk about SEC media, but you brought up the old man, right? he's a Texas Sports Hall of Famer for a reason.
That's right.
Cuban comes on, and Cuban goes, hey, Randy? And all of a sudden he goes, Mark? And Greg Cuban goes, did you accuse me of taking a kickback? It's your damn right I did. It was like something out of A Few Good Men. I mean, like, and then they go at it for 30 minutes.
30 minutes,
and
yeah.
And my mic is, I'm just handwriting questions. And at the end of it, Cuban is thanking Galloway for having him on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Show and says next round is on me. Can't make it up, man.
No, you can't. Totally unique.
One of one. That is absolutely amazing. Ian, Zach Wolchuk with you. We're getting so many texts in, man. Gak, I grew up listening to it as well. You're an absolute legend. What are you thinking about Arch Manning? What are your expectations? I think that the Heisman favorite stuff, a little crazy.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, as you know, when I sat down with Sark yesterday and I posed that question, and he's like, what's going to happen when he throws his first pick? Because it's going to happen. I guess, no gold jacket. Yeah. You know, for Arch Manning. And Sark told me, I'm here, and he's told Arch this a million times, I'm here to protect you, and just go be you. You go be you, and we'll handle all the ancillary stuff, right, and the outside noise. Just go play ball. But, guys, this is the world where I just sat down with Danny Werfel, a Heisman Trophy winner, and I asked him that very question, Zach, you just asked me, and he said the best advice that he has given any quarterback in – he, basically told Arch this, and DJ Lagway, an outstanding Texas high school quarterback now, who hopefully for Florida Gator fans is going to be a star. He said, look, ignore social media, stay off of it, and just be in the room with your guys. That's what Werfel did his Heisman Trophy senior year. He said, I didn't read a newspaper. There was no social media back then, but I surrounded myself with friends and family that really – a lot of them weren't football fans. And I was just me. That's the best advice that he said he could give Arch Manning. That's very similar to what Sark said. I was in the green room yesterday with their outstanding All-American linebacker, Anthony Hill. I mean, Zero can play for me anytime. And he and Arch were just cutting it up with each other. I asked Anthony Hill, what is it about Arch that makes you all better? And he's like, his check with me to the line are sick. I'll never play. I know that offense pretty well. I've been around it for 3 years. And Arch comes in and just starts screaming, Zach, going, dude, he's calling out run, man. I'm having to do check with me to the line of scrimmage. He's so damn frustrating. If you're a Longhorn fan, you love hearing that because that's a chess match between two leaders and two guys that know ball, right? I mean, you got Arch Manning going, all right, we got, two high safeties, boundary corners playing with leverage, and Anthony Hill sitting there going, the hell with all that stuff, man. It's run. I mean, it's it was impressive to watch those two guys just kind of go at each other off air. And it's impressive. But all this stuff about Arch Manning being, you know, the best quarterback and since Tim Tebow and this and that, man, shut up. Just let him play. Yeah. I mean, he hasn't even played a whole year yet. And I think Garrett Nussmeier is the number one quarterback in college football. Lenore Sellers at South Kakalaki is one bigger in person and wicked smart.
Yeah.
John Mateer's got some moxie to him, guys. So when I say that, you know, Arch Manning coming into the season, in my opinion, isn't even in the top three in the SEC, much less the country, that's a compliment. Just let him go be. Let him play, and then we'll judge him.
It's Ian Fitzsimmons with us here in the G-Bag Nation. How much Nick Saban conversation's been going down out there?
Outside of McElroy's the tongue-in-cheek kind of joke to Feinbaum.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that or heard it, right? But it was basically McElroy, former Alabama quarterback, right, going, mm-hmm. Yeah, a guy told me, you know, that there may be, a, you know, basically – you know, is he done? I mean, Paul, you know, I mean, it basically Mac asked Paul. Paul flipped it back on McElroy. Then they go on, you know, SEC Network and SportsCenter. And then Laura Rutledge is now asking Mac about it. I mean, it was almost tongue-in-cheek, but it turned into, because it's SEC media days, right? Right. You got Cowherd talking about it. Brian Kelly's being asked about it. Lane Kiffin's being posed a question. Of course, you know what Lane does. Stirs that thing up, man.
Like, oh, he absolutely stirs that up.
Nobody does it better.
Nobody does it better, yeah.
He is the grand damn marshal. So I think Saban's done. I mean, he needed coaching like all of us need oxygen. But I think he's, you know, at 70, 71. I think he's content because what he told me last year was when he was hosting players' families at his house, and his wife, Terry, was being the first question she was getting in the kitchen wasn't about how are you going to take care of my son or what can you do what's, you know, to take care of my boy or, you know, major and this and that. It was all about NIL money. That's when he knew it was like a moment of clarity. He was done. I don't see him coming back. Not in this era.
Hey, Ian, real quick there. What is Paul Feinbaum like?
Broadus, you know backstories on Paul and I. I know that's a loaded question, but Paul is about as plugged in as anybody.
Sure.
And he does a remarkable job. And he, going back to the late 80s, early 90s, created something that will never, ever be done again.
Sure.
And that is a soap opera on the radio.
He is
a remarkable, remarkable magician of creating characters that literally is like Days of Our Lives. And it's a soap opera on the radio, and it's beyond impressive what he's done.
Who's your surprise team in the SEC this year?
Is it a surprise, guys? Oklahoma. But so many people are – they like the trendy pick. And I like to go against the trendy pick. But, man, being around John Mateer, Oklahoma was here today in Atlanta. Damn, man. I mean, this young man has got some – freaking chutzpah to him. And anybody who knows Yiddish knows what that means. I mean, and I'm an Irish Catholic, but hey, my mom grew up in, you know, upstate New York and then raised thoroughbred racehorses in Folsom, Louisiana. So that's where I got that term.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, their D-line, our Mason Thomas, is just phenomenal. The O-line, if they can stay healthy this year, dude, I'm telling you, Oklahoma might surprise some people. And there is a monster, and I do mean monster game early in the year, September 20th, swing game, Auburn and Jackson Arnold come to town. Mm. That is I cannot emphasize how big that game is for both programs. But Mateer, Ben Arbuckle coming over from Washington State, watch out for the Sooners, guys. I think they have the chance to be a 9-10 win type team.
What should Aggie fans expect? Or is A&M really just a quarterback away from having a great season?
Reed's got to stay healthy. Yeah.
Okay.
Reed's got to stay healthy. You know, think about it, man. You're one game away from playing in the SEC championship game against Texas. And it's so good to have that damn rivalry back, isn't it?
Thank goodness,
man. At Thanksgiving, your turkey taste, your leftovers taste that much better. I mean, we all grew up on turkey hash in Louisiana, boys. I mean,
right.
So, hey, it doesn't get any better. But if Reed's got to stay healthy. I am a massive Mike Elko fan. He gives the best out of his players, and the players want to give everything for the guy. Reed's got to stay healthy. That's the key to Aggie football.
Ian Fitzsimmons here wrapping up. How much do you keep an eye on the cows these days?
Always, man. Always. I mean, look, you know who I work for? If we're not talking about the Dallas Cowboys, man, we're getting fired. I mean, there's at least one segment a night and every day that is devoted to Dallas. I will say this, guys. No BS. I'm being dead serious. I think they are a 10-win team this year. You know, when you get 70 wins without Dak, and all the hell they had to go through last year.
Yeah,
I don't know what shot he's got as a head coach. I know my brother, who's been in the league for years, Broadus knows my brother well. Yeah. He's now the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah,
he's a big Brian Schottenheimer fan. So. You get a healthy quarterback, you get that run game going, the O-line does something. Why not? And plus, it's been 20 years. It's been over two decades since the same team won the freaking East. You think Philly's winning it again? No. So why not Washington and Dallas? Because it damn sure ain't going to be the Giants.
I love it, Ian. I mean, you're just killing it. Thank you so much for blessing us with your wisdom and your insights there on SEC Media Days. And, we look forward to catching up with you soon.
Anytime, boys. Anytime. Appreciate you.
Salute. Thank there you. He goes. Thank Ian Fitzsimmons. Legendary voice. Incredible football broadcaster.
Oh, yeah.
And thanks for booking that, man. That was great.
Dude, that was incredible.
Stroll down memory lane. Bro, that needs to be a college football season staple.
I'd love a weekly.
Yeah.
All righty. Coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation, Zach, where are you taking us?
Is this an all-time great wide receiver in some of the top training camp storylines? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.